The number of people who died on U.S. roads and highways fell last year for the first time in 6 years. That's according to the latest data from the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. But rollover deaths involving SUVs continued to rise. NPR's John Itzy reports.
The government's revised numbers for 2003 show 42,643 people died on the nation's highways last year. That's much lower than the original estimate and 362 fewer fatalities than 2002. Secretary of Transportation Norman Mineta says perhaps the biggest reason for the improvement was greater use of seatbelts.
Thanks to vigorous and creative campaigns like Click It or Ticket, combined with more states passing belt laws, we have brought national safety belt use up to 79%.
That's a 4 percentage point increase in seatbelt usage over 2002. Another factor in the drop in highway deaths, according to Mineta, was a decline in the number of fatal crashes involving alcohol. There were 511 fewer deaths involving alcohol last year, though drinking and driving still accounted for about 40% of all highway fatalities. Along with a drop in the absolute number of highway deaths, the rate of fatalities per mile traveled continued to fall. That number has been in steady decline since the government began keeping records. For the past few years, the government has been focusing on reducing rollover deaths. This report showed some success on that front in passenger cars, but not in SUVs. Henry Jasny is from the watchdog group Advocates for Highway and Auto Safety.
It's up for SUVs, and that's a continuing trend, partly because of the high rate of SUVs and because they're becoming a larger and larger share of the vehicle fleet. And that's a trend that's continuing. 6 out of 10 people die in SUVs, die in rollover crashes.
On Monday, the government released its first ever rollover scores for specific car and truck models. Unfortunately for Ford Motor Company, the worst rating went to its Explorer Sporttrack SUV. Back in the 1990s, the tendency of Explorers equipped with Bridgestone Firestone tires to tip over ignited national concern about SUV safety and led to lawsuits and congressional hearings. There is some evidence that the public's love affair with big, truck-based SUVs may be waning. C&W Marketing Research, which tracks consumer buying habits, says 40% of drivers who trade in their big SUVs are now opting for other vehicles. Some are turning to car-based SUVs with lower centers of gravity, which the government tests suggest are less tippy. Despite fewer overall highway deaths in 2003, Henry Jasny of Advocates for Highway and Auto Safety says the government needs to do more.
Deaths are over 42,000 a year. It's still record high numbers compared to the low of 39,000 that was accomplished back in 1991.
Safety legislation that's part of a big highway bill is pending in Congress. Some provisions are supported by the Bush administration, but it opposes others, including vehicle rollover standards for automakers. John Itzy, NPR News, Washington.